We have our 10-minute speaker from La Mesa, Paul B. Come on up.
Good evening. My name is Paul. I'm an alcoholic. It's nice to see all my character defects in one room. Happy birthday, Britt and Stuart, and welcome to the newcomers. My sobriety date is April 26th of 2016. I have a home group of La Mesa Men's Friday night, and it's not that long of a meeting. I grew up here in Allen Gardens, and then I moved to La Mesa in 1992. I'm the youngest of 12, seven sisters and five brothers. Alcohol ran rampant in my family. My father was alcoholic, and, he had some great qualities about him. And I thought growing up, if I wasn't like that part of him, then, I wasn't alcoholic. And it turned out later on in life, I was exactly like him. And I drank because I liked the effect produced by alcohol. And I drank, my drink was Bacardi, and the clearer kind, Bacardi and Coke. I drank early in the morning, and I'd have three or four tall double Bacardi and Cokes, and then hit the bar when they open about 11 o'clock in the morning until close. And I was drinking pretty excessively every day. And, I don't think that was normal. In fact, I know it wasn't. I'm kind of nervous, so just bear with me. Thanks. So, I partied with some of the best of them. I partied with high-class people, middle-class people, low-class people, and no-class people. They all had one thing in common, and that was alcohol. We would drink as much as we could and as often as we could. I drank to escape. I drank to feel. I drank to fit in. I drank not to fit in, to get away from people. Of course, I could have just gotten up and left the room. But it was easier when I had a drink in my system. Anyway. This is my second time around in Alcoholics Anonymous. The first time around, I had about 5.5 years. I was in a relationship. We broke up. She moved out of town. I went back out for 14 years. I was out there for 14 years strong, drinking, and doing some outside issues, drugs. I didn't want to come back to AA. And it wasn't because of AA. It was because I didn't practice a thorough program, as it's talked about here. So I fought it for a long time, and I almost died out there. I got into a car with somebody who was drunk, and we were going down Washington Street. And the car crashed across the southbound lanes into the curb, and all the tires came off, and the airbag deployed, and I broke two bones in my left hand, the metacarpal and the one next to it, and I was going into shock, and we were just leaving the bar to go get pot. And then to come back. And it was pretty scary because we were going, I don't know if you know where Washington Street is, but it's a steep hill. And we were going down Washington Street and almost hit the curb and went over the side of this embankment. I grabbed the wheel and I said, "Are you all right?" And yeah, I'm fine. And so then we crashed and the ambulance came. and I looked over, you know, and being the alcoholic I was worried about getting in trouble. And the driver was passed out behind the wheel, and the door wouldn't unlock. The car was on fire, and I had to crawl out of the passenger window and into the street. And the lady was running down the street, and she saw that I was going into shock. And she was a nurse, and she told me just to stay with her and to keep eye contact, and that's what I did. And that experience led me back to the rooms of Alcoholics Anonymous. And when I came back, I didn't come back to make friends. I didn't come back for any other reason than to see if this could work for me. And I had to let go of what I learned before, because obviously that didn't work. And I got a sponsor. I worked the steps. my sponsor had me read the part in the big book, The Doctor's Opinion, to identify with what kind of alcoholic I was. I identified with the alcoholic who gets a little bit of time and thinks he's got this program and then goes back out. But I don't go back out to come back in. I go back out because I don't want to come back. And and that was my track record. And I don't dress like this either, so I'm a little hot. That's sponsor direction. So so I came back. I worked the steps. I've worked the steps three times. You know, I'm of service. I get out of myself. You know, I do the best that I can in the rooms of Alcoholics Anonymous. And it's important for me to remember that this program is about progress, not perfection. And that all any of us have is one day at a time. And the moment, you know, this moment right now. And the fact that we're all here sober without a drink is a miracle in and of itself. And so that's what I do. I work the steps. I try to be of service. I still have my shit back crazy days. like, for example, and I'll close with this. Last weekend was Friday night, and I was kind of upset with my sponsor, so I didn't really talk to him at the meeting, and then I didn't call him Saturday and or Sunday, and I've been calling him every day for the last 2 years, and so I'm thinking I'll show him, right? And then I started to feel guilty, so I called him on Monday, and then Tuesday, and he didn't call me back either day, so I took it personal, right? That's what we do. And so I said, well, it's obvious, you know, you're ignoring me and you don't want to sponsor me anymore. So have a good life, right? Well, I didn't stop there. I called his sponsor. Which is my grand sponsor. So I had the right to call him. So he calls me and says, you know, he's heard from my sponsor. And you know, he'll be calling. So he called right after his sponsor called me. And it turns out he had been up at Big Sur for the weekend with his wife. And I kind of forgot, you know, that he actually did tell me that. And so, you know, I got to make an amends. And that's what AA has given to me. It's given me the tools, laid the spiritual tools and at my feet. And all I have to do is be willing, pick them up, use them, do the do's, don't the don'ts, continue to take action, and do the best that I can to help the next alcoholic out there who still suffers from this disease. Because it doesn't get any easier unless I get out of myself and I'm willing to share my experience, strength, and hope with somebody else. I know what it's like. I've been there. I'm just grateful by the grace of God that I'm sober today. I've graduated college, I'm hoping to go for my bachelor's degree in social work. But I just take it one day at a time. I don't look ahead and I don't look behind. Those are the 2 days that are out of my control. So I'm grateful to be here tonight. I'm grateful you're all here, and thank you very much.
Thank you, Paul.